Hello. Welcome to the SEI podcast series on topics in software and systems engineering. The SEI is a federally funded research and development center at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. For more information on the SEI, visit the website at www.sei.cmu.edu.
Hi, my name is Heidi Breyer, and I am here with Grace Lewis, a senior member of the technical staff in the SEI System of Systems Practice Initiative. Grace, I understand that you are planning to change the name of the SEI's smart family of tools, and I just wanted you to tell me a little bit about that name change and what the impetus was for it.
Okay, so SMART was initially developed in 2005. The acronym used to stand for Service Migration and Reuse Technique. When we started out with SMART, SMART was targeted precisely at what that name said, which was to help organizations migrate legacy systems to SOA environments and to be able to reuse legacy system capabilities. So the name was quite appropriate. However, as we started using SMART with different organizations, we realized that organizations needed help in other ways, and sometimes when we were there, we realized that organizations weren't ready. For example, it could be the case that they didn't really know even much about SOA to even consider migrating to SOA environments, or they really hadn't identified a particular system yet. So what we did was we renamed it, so now it stands for SOA Migration Adoption and Reuse Technique, to really encompass all the things that it's targeted at.
Tell me a little bit about how the name change affects the SMART family of tools mm-hmm. that have evolved mm-hmm. from the initial SMART approach.
Okay, so what we have done is more or less come up with five flavors of SMART. So the initial SMART is now called SMART MP, or MP stands for Migration Pilot. And it's really targeted at organizations that have a particular legacy system in mind and want to move it to a service-oriented environment. We also have one called SMART AF, where AF stands for Adoption Feasibility. And this one is targeted at organizations who are just trying to see if SOA is the way to go, if it makes sense to adopt SOA. There's another family member called SMART ESP, Enterprise Service Portfolio, which is targeted at organizations that have multiple legacy systems, but they don't know what parts of the systems to expose as services. So the outcome of that one is almost a service portfolio. Then there's SMART ENV. ENV stands for Environment, which is targeted at organizations that, for example, have been given a mandate or have already identified a target SOA environment, but don't know enough about the environment in order to know how to prepare their systems and things like that. And finally, there's SMART SIS, where SIS stands for System, and you could say it's targeted all of the above at organizations that are going to be building services out of legacy systems, also building the consumers for those services, as well as setting up the infrastructure. So now with this family, we hope to address what I call multiple entry points into SOA.
Tell me a little bit about some engagements that you've had so far with organizations and how they have transitioned legacy systems to an SOA.
So we've been able to apply in some organizations SMART MP, the traditional SMART, where the outcome has really been a more or less rough estimate of the cost, but especially the risk involved in their particular legacy system migration. In other occasions, which is also what led to the SMART family, we've gone into organizations and it wasn't even clear for them if SOA was the right way to go. It was almost like, this is the new hype, this is the new wave, and we should go there. So again, in that case, it definitely was not a migration pilot or anything like that, but more, you know what, stop here, think about what it means to you, and then we'll talk again. So you know what, the different engagements, like I said, the outcome has really been, we go in thinking that it's going to be SMART MP, but in the end, it comes up being one of these family members, which, again, well, we're so, I mean, excited and happy about the changes.
Tell me if someone wants to know more about mm-hmm. this, if they want to get more information, mm-hmm. where should they go, who should mm-hmm. they contact? Mm-hmm.
Well, the general information is on our website. If you just look for Smart Family, you will find it there. And if you have you want information about the particular members, you can contact me, Grace Lewis, glewis@sei.cmu.edu.
That's all the questions I have right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.